Welcome to Kentucky Horsepower, the official podcast of the Kentucky Automobile Dealers Association.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Kentucky Horsepower, the official podcast of the Kentucky Auto Dealers Association. My name is Caitlin Carlisle, and I'm the Communications Director at KADA. And I'm very excited to be sitting down today with another one of our own, our Vice President of Legislative Affairs, Sarah Bishop. Sarah,
Hi, thanks for joining me today. Thanks for letting me join. I'm used to listening to these, so it's exciting to be on.
It's great to have you here. It's nice to have a little KADA huddle as well. So Sarah's going to be sharing some more insight into our legal workshop that we're going to be hosting on May 7th from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Sarah, I'll hand it over to you to kind of tell us more about what it's all about, who's going to be speaking, a little bit of the agenda and details.
Absolutely. I'm excited for this to be changed up a little bit from how it's been the last few years. We're going to bring in some new folks that you guys, some of them you've probably heard from before, but some of them will be new voices, and they're all experts in a little bit different fields. So it's not just hearing me drone on for 3 hours or any one topic. So we're getting into to franchise issues, but also to employment law and succession and FTC compliance and that sort of thing. So we're also excited that we can do it at no charge this year to our members. So we're hoping to get a nice big turnout and a really sort of more interactive workshop this year for that reason. So we're going to open things up with Ken Moore of Belavia Blatt, who is going to, he's kind of their warranty reimbursement guru, and he's going to talk about some of the recent developments in OEM reimbursement and really working towards getting to retail rates. That is, it should be simple, but it's not. And so we're excited to bring in Ken to talk about that for a little bit. And then we will bring in Amy Miles from Stalking Ogden, which is my old firm. And Amy is great at employment law issues. That's really her specialty. And she has answered so many questions for me over the last 10 years about, you know, what are the latest regulations on wage and hour, or there's a new developments in the making accommodations for pregnant workers that is brand new. So she'll, I'm sure, be touching on that and some of the other issues with employment law, which is in a lot of ways governed by federal law rather than state. So that'll be something that I think our members will be really excited to hear about. Then we are going to have our friends from Comply Auto come in. So it'll be Nick Moyes and Cheryl Brightwell Menz from Comply Auto, and they're going to be talking about the FTC, what else? The vehicle shopping rule for sure. I know that that has been a big topic that probably dealers have heard some about. I know from us they've heard a decent amount about the status of it and where it is procedurally. But their take on it is, here's what you're going to need to know to comply, because even if the rule in its current form is not upheld, there's probably something along these lines coming down the pike. And one of the things that I have heard from dealers is, how am I supposed to be compliant with all the regulations and still operate a business, particularly a sales business where a lot of it is connecting with customers? And the last thing I've had to tell people is, like, watch your salespeople with text messages, right? Because nobody wants to talk on a cell phone anymore. Everybody wants to text. But at the same time, your employees are representing you in their text messages to consumers. So Comply Auto, I think, / hope, is going to tell us about a program they have to really help get that data encrypted and compliant so that everybody can do business while also being compliant with FTC regs.
Right.
And then we're going to talk about succession planning, something that we've been kind of hitting on here and there for a few years. Scott Womack from Mercer Capital is very experienced in business valuation, and so he serves as an expert witness in various kinds of litigation as it relates to business valuation for dealerships. But he's going to touch on succession planning and what that means for avoiding tax liability and estate taxes and consequences and all sorts of things that are beyond what I can even comprehend right now. But that I think will be really, really valuable to our dealers. Then our last person is Josh Ellis, who is an attorney in Lexington, and he is counsel to the Motor Vehicle Commission. And I'm really excited to have him on just to kind of engage in a discussion with our dealers, because while most of our members have really, really good relationships with the Motor Vehicle Commission as licensors, they don't always know how it works when you get a complaint with the Motor Vehicle Commission, what you do. And it speaks well of our members that they don't have a lot of experience with getting complaints with the Motor Vehicle Commission, but I think it will be instructive to them to really get kind of a broader overview of what the Motor Vehicle Commission does, how to stay compliant with them, how to avoid problems, and if you do get a random problem pop up, the best and most effective way to deal with that. One of the things I want to talk about with Josh is dealer tags and temp tags, because that's always a little bit of a gray area for some folks. And so we want to make sure that we're compliant, but also able to do business in a realistic way. Because sometimes when you're working on the ground, it's not as clear as it is in the black letter law.
Sure. Those honestly all sound like really, really like a gamut of topics, but all really interesting in various ways to make sure that, you know, dealers are staying compliant and having, you know, best business practices. So thank you for
as interesting as we can be for a legal workshop. I mean, it's not, you know, there won't be a song and dance probably, but we're going to try to keep it interesting.
There might be during the break time. You never know. So if you stick around for that, but
stay tuned, right? Yeah. And we'll see what happens. I do promise that I have limited our speakers to like roughly 30 minutes each. So we're going to try and keep it concise.
No, I think it's going to be great. It's definitely going to be a workshop that I think our dealers won't want to miss. Definitely send someone from your staff if you're not able to come. Again, it's free. And the registration details will be sent in this email when this goes out. So feel free to sign up. Again, it's on May 7th from 9:30 to 12:30.
And Caitlin, is it on our website? So if people want to go and if the email got buried in their inbox, they can check on the website and do that.
Yeah.
So dealer principals, DMs, office managers, controllers, CFOs. I think there's a lot of people that could benefit from this stuff.
Definitely. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for sharing all of that information, and we hope to see all of our dealer members on May 7th.
Yes, and if anyone wants to volunteer to provide the song and dance,
yes, just email us. We'll take names and we'll organize that as well. Okay. Awesome.
Thank you, Caitlin, for letting me come on and talk about the legal workshop.
No, thank you, Sarah. Always good.
Let me do a quick plug before we go. That because the same folks that are interested in the legal workshop may be interested in our sales and use tax workshop that's going to be coming on May 17th. So we'll be promoting that more, but kind of a refresher for your F&I folks, your title clerks, whoever you think is either new or needs refreshing in sales and use tax topics.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks for that plug. Awesome. Well, with that, we will conclude another episode of Kentucky Horsepower. We will see you down the road.